Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito here, senior pastor of Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Thursday. Thanks for joining us here today. You're going to hear the rest of this sermon that I just preached on Sunday. One of my favorite topics to preach. I don't know why. Maybe because I believe that you and I are the terminal generation. I certainly believe that Jesus is coming back on my shift and my watch as pastor, and I try to teach that way. Now, God has got a lot to say. The Holy Bible has revealed a lot about this false prophet. Now, it's not me that calls him the false prophet. The Bible, when this guy is done away with and apprehended, funny, that Greek word piazzo means to arrest. Like when the Lord Jesus was apprehended. The word means to arrest. We read this happening to the false prophet. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, it says, "And then the beast was piazzo, apprehended, and with him the false prophet, who deceived those that took the mark of the beast." What a statement that is. People are going to take the mark of the beast, or we could say obey the government, because this is a one world government, and the government is going to force you to do something in order to buy or sell. Boy, that's chilling, isn't it? The age and time that we live in now, that all of this makes sense, of a government forcing you to do something for economic purposes, to buy or to sell. Remember that the mark of the beast is not a religious mark. It's an economic mark. And it's instituted by the government. Wow. Here's part two of this message. I encourage you, go to my website, download this message, either subscribe to the podcast through the Apple Podcast app. Go to islandcommunitychurch.net, click on the link that says prior sermons. You'll find it right up there, right on the very top there, the false prophet. Right click it, download it, send it to someone else. Keep this, build your dossier on this man. God's got a lot to say about him. Let's get and hear the end of this message now. The false prophet demands worship. Last week we looked at who the worshipers are. Revelation 13:8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Comma. Thank God for the comma. In case you're still there. In case you're still there. Thank God for the comma. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Comma. Whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Verse 13, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, meaning you guys are going to see it. So point number three, unprecedented deception. P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T-E-D. Unprecedented deception. Not since, that's why we did this song here this morning. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds. Not since the days of Elijah has this been done. We read in Luke, again, I quoted it earlier, Luke chapter 9. James and John wanted to call fire down to burn up the Samaritans. Jesus wouldn't let them. This will be a time of unprecedented deception, the likes of which the world has never seen. Verse 14 goes along with this. Let me read to you verse 14.
out of my Bible translation. You guys still have this opened up here, right? Revelation 13, 14. I'm going to read to you out of my Bible. It's a majority text. Anyone that has one of the Bibles I gave them, you'll notice a footnote in the margin that's going to read what I'm going to read to you. So don't think I'm making this up to fit my theology. Okay? Verse 14 out of my Bible, John speaking. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do before the beast, saying to those that dwell on the earth to make an image or icon, make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. Now, most translations read, he deceives those that dwell on the earth. My translation reads, he deceives my own people who dwell on the earth. If the correct reading is, he deceives those that dwell on the earth, then to me, he's referring to unbelievers. However, if my translation is correct, he deceives my own people who dwell on the earth, the Apostle John speaking, who then is he talking about when he says my own people? Christians. Those that don't know the playbook. He's talking to you. Now, maybe you ask, that's a whole nother story in its own right. Why is there such a difference in those Bible translations? My Bible comes from what's called the majority text. It's a translation that comes from all the majority of every Greek manuscript ever found. And that's why it reads different, especially in the book of Revelation. More on that some other day. Point number four. So point number three was unprecedented deception. Point number four, the false prophet is very powerful. Verse 15, King James Version. Listen to this. He had the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause. Speak and cause. Speak and cause. Speak and cause. As many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, other translations read breath, the Greek word pneuma. Take your pick. Which image do you want? He has the power to give life. Think about that. Or breath. That's even worse. What image do you get of someone down on his knees and pinching someone's nose and breathing into him? I think of God and Adam. Unprecedented deception. How many of you, now proves my point, why we keep studying these things and why we're professional. A lot of the church is going to raise their hand and said, I know it. But there's new people here, and let me ask you, how many of you knew prior to May the 7th, 2023, that Satan or his trinity were going to have the power to give life? The faithful, those who have been, those that are real gluttons for punishment that keep coming back here. Or breath. More on that in a moment. Let's stop and look at the word at image. The image of the beast. The Bible says they worship the image. It didn't even say they worship the false prophet. It didn't even say they worship the Antichrist. Catch what it says. They worship the image. Image is the Greek word icon. Probably a word I've done more study on than any other Greek word, nigh on 25 years, is this word icons. Always fascinated me. An icon always assumes a prototype. An icon is an exact representation of an original, an exact copy of an original. The reflection of the sun on the water is an icon. Jesus is an icon.
Where is that in the Bible?
I'm glad you asked. It's Colossians 1:15. It says he is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Jesus Christ is the exact express image of God. He is the icon of Jehovah, the exact image. The exact image. So, likewise now, the icon of the beast is an exact image of the Antichrist. Maybe it'll be one of those holograms. Hey, he was right in this 2,000 years ago. He didn't know what he was seeing. They do that now. I've seen a sermon where the guy, poof, Ed Young Jr., he vanished 20 minutes into his sermon. He was talking, and then it was like Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty. Poof. And he was gone. He was never there to begin with. You see, what turned people into atheists 2,000 years ago is now becoming real to us today. Like all the world seeing these guys' dead bodies at the same time. That verse made more atheists than any verse in the Bible. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not true. Another example of an icon, when Jesus asked for a coin to be brought to him, remember what he said? He says, whose icon and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Dwight D. Eisenhower, stamped on a silver dollar, is the image of Eisenhower. All right, and number five. Let me preface number five with, this is my opinion. Okay? The false prophet will call himself Elijah. You heard me, Lila. He will call himself Elijah. You heard it here first. This man will call fire down out of heaven just like Elijah did. We know for a fact of what he does. I believe that he will claim to be Elijah as he does it. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, right down the street from these two evil men, Antichrist and false prophet, are two other mysterious people, the two witnesses. Remember them from 2 weeks ago? The sermon here from 2 weeks ago? The two witnesses preached for 3.5 years. Well, these guys are on the earth at the same time. And I'm willing to bet that one of those guys is the true Elijah. The real Elijah is one of the two witnesses, I believe. And over here is the counterfeit Elijah, pointing to the Bible to authenticate who he is. This man, this false Elijah, he's going to point to the Word of God, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, that says, I will send you Elijah the prophet. I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the terrible day of the Lord. What a time to be alive on planet Earth, huh? Church, the knowledge in your head is priceless. Here's a few more scary facts about the false prophet, found here in verse 15. From the King James Version again, he's got the power to give life to the icon, so that the icon should speak and cause as many as would not worship the icon to be killed. Think about it. How many of you were on Facebook, or you on the radio, how many of you prior to today knew that this false prophet was going to have power to give life? See, these are the lying wonders. These lying wonders will deceive the world, hook, line, and sinker, calling fire down out of heaven, kneeling over an image and breathing into it the breath of life. What a time to be alive on planet Earth. How blessed is this generation? You, or at least your children, look around. This world can't go on much longer like this. So that was point number 6. He had the power to give life. Last week I said this is like a game of to tell the truth. Can you imagine on the earth at the same time? You got the real Elijah as one of the two witnesses and the phony Elijah, the false prophet. On the earth it'd be like Godzilla against Mothra, Frankenstein against the Wolfman, Ghidra against King Kong. What a clash of the titans. At the same time, and you being alive to see that. Wow. God's got you alive at the end of the age for a reason. He makes no mistakes. Amen. You're alive here for a reason at this time. Of all the ages you could have lived, you could have died with Confucius or Moses or Abraham Lincoln. But now here we are at the end of the age. Here we are. Point number 7, your money or prestige can't save you. Verse 16, he causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, that they should receive marks on their right hand or on their foreheads. Notice those two words together, the great and the rich. The great and the rich. Meaning your prestige won't save you. The rich means you can't buy your way out of this. Sorry, Donald Trump, Mark Zuckerberg, sorry, all Christ haters, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Bill Nye, the science guy, all the other unbelievers, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, all you government bureaucrats, Justin Trudeau, that little weasel up in Canada, you ain't buying your way out of this. You're not going to legislate your way out of this. You are going down. You can't change that. Only one way to change it is to get on your knees and repent. There's no buying your way. Number 8. The false prophet will issue the mark of the beast. Not the Antichrist. It's this false prophet does this. Verse 16. It says, and he causes. He causes all. Small, great, rich and poor, free and slave. That they should receive mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And that no one can buy or sell except he that has the mark, comma, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So the result of the mark, other than signing your spiritual death warrant, you can buy or sell. You can conduct business in this world. Sounds familiar? We are so close to this happening today. We've seen different forms of this just this past 2 years with COVID and with the vaccine mandate. No one can buy or sell without the vaccine. Sound familiar? This subject is completely off limits for the brain trust in the world. But you and I are not ignorant of what's going on here in the world. My Bible warns me about these days, and I'm warning you. You weren't allowed into stores without a mask. You weren't allowed into the country without a vaccine. The time has arrived where this tech is upon us here today. Matter of fact, for the first time ever, we can switch out the word mark for the word vaccine, and after 2,000 years, it finally makes sense now. Watch this. No one can buy or sell except he that has the vaccine. For 2,000 years, you couldn't have done that. You couldn't have made sense of this verse for 2,000 years. No one can buy or sell except he that has the vaccine. Church, don't do something because the government tells you to do it. There's another silencer. I don't care. Don't do something because the government tells you to do it. That's the wrong reason. Have you heard what's happening up there in Canada right now? For anyone who questions the vaccine mandate, they're freezing all the bank accounts now. So now you lose your money, you lose your bank account if you question the vaccine mandate. That was in this week's paper. Number 9, the false prophet will deceive over 2 billion people. Billion, that's with a B. That's probably conservative. There are 7.3 billion people in the world. There's 2 or 3 billion Muslims, 2 billion Hindus. There's 1 billion Catholics. There's 1 billion people that don't know the Word of God. How many are left? I think it's the 0.3, Bill. 7.3 billion, there's 0.3 that know the Word of God. Everyone else is deceived. So let's move that 2 billion we can put on there. It's like the McDonald's sign, you know? Over millions and millions served. We can have our own Christian sign. Over billions and billions deceived. Because they don't know the playbook. And you believe any old fool on the TV who says Jesus came in on the 5 o'clock. There's over 1 million people that follow a guy who says he's Jesus in Miami. He has over 1 million followers.
I'm Jesus. And people go, all right.
It's hard for me to find mercy on you for believing that. If you don't know the Word of God, remember what Jesus said, even the elect could be deceived. If you don't know the Word of God, you can change a small portion of this right in your own significant world. The Apostle Paul's enemy said this about him. We found this man to be a plague. May the same be said about you and I today. May people find you to be a plague as well. Let God use you during these last days to spread the truth of his word to others. Let God use you. Lastly, number 10. Let's just call this solve the mystery, exclamation point. Or in long form, God commands me to solve the mystery of his number. God commands me, not wishful thinking, not if you have spare time, try to pencil this in. He commands you to solve this mystery here. Here is wisdom, verse 18. Let him who has understanding, now that word psephasato, it's a command. And also when you read let someone, you read that in the Bible, it's in the imperative. He's commanding you to do this. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding, now you might not have it now, but when the time comes, you will have understanding. It's just not time yet to understand it. The time is going to come when God's going to shine the light on this. Again, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate, there's the second command in that sentence, calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. The number of a man. Now, here's one translation I like. Here's how it reads. Wisdom is needed to understand this. Let the one who has understanding solve the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Now remember, there's no indefinite articles in Greek. This might read, for it's the number of man. Men added the A there to make the sentence read more clearly. For it's the number of man. But think about it. Solve. Solve the number of the beast. You can't tell me God does not want you to know what this is at the proper time. He's commanded us to solve it when it's time. Six is man's number. Created on the sixth day. He works for 6 days. Falls short of God's glory. Falls short of perfection. One last statement regarding this false prophet. Again, I believe he's going to say, you know, the Jews to this day, they keep their door open at Passover. Do you know why they do that? They keep it open for Elijah. They open their door a crack because they're waiting. They're waiting. They're waiting. They're waiting for Elijah to come back. The Bible promises he's going to come back. This false, remember, he's a false prophet. I believe he's going to say he is the long-awaited prophet Elijah, and he will attempt to prove who he is by doing the same thing that Elijah did, by calling fire down out of heaven. Church, what a time to be alive this is. Imagine all of this happening in your lifetime. All I could ask is your name in the book? Is your name in the book this morning? And when he returns, will you rejoice or will you wail? Let's pray.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.